Well, Sheridan, Katie's breaking and entering Christmas. The family is about 10 minutes away. This is where we give them an over-the-top Christmas. They don't know that we're here. We have all sorts of presents. But in case you missed it, in case you missed the letter, the nomination letter for this family, here it is.
Sometimes I stand in the doorway and just watch them. My wife and our five kids, who deserved a simple childhood, but instead learned hospitals before they learn playgrounds. And I swear, I still don't know how she does it. I don't know how they do it. I see a woman who has been broken open 1,000 times, who has slept in chairs and on cold floors, who's held machines and monitors like they were extensions of her own hands. She should have had mornings filled with cartoons and coffee. Instead, she wakes up to vent alarms and oxygen drops. And yet somehow, she smiles when her kids walk into the room. Like none of that weight touches her, even though I know it crushes her every day. And I see our children, my sons and my daughter, carrying burdens no child should ever have to hold. They spent holidays in PQ rooms, seeing more trauma in a few years than some adults see in a lifetime. They've grown up in the shadow of medical crisis, stepped aside over and over so their sister could survive another day. They love without hesitation. They adapt. They endure. And then there's my daughter, our tiny fighter who came into the world at 26 weeks and has battled for every breath since. Watching her go from walking to not being able to, watching her name whispered in hospice conversations, watching the spark fade in her eyes while her little body gets tired. There are no words. No parent should ever have to wonder if this Christmas might be their child's last. But here we are, holding that truth quietly in our hearts. And sometimes late at night, I look at my wife and I can see it. The weight, the exhaustion, the fear she tries to hide from the kids, the way she holds all of us together, even when she's falling apart inside. And I wish more than anything that someone would lift even a little bit of the weight off her shoulders, off our shoulders, just enough so she could breathe again, so our boys could feel like kids again, so we could all remember what it's like to not be drowning. More than anything, I just want one truly magical Christmas. One holiday where our kids feel the kind of joy they've missed too many times. One Christmas where the worry quiets down, even just for a day, where the memories we make aren't in hospital hallways, but under our own roof. Where my daughter gets to feel nothing but love, comfort, and wonder. Where our family can have a moment, a real moment, and feel light again. I'm just a dad standing in the doorway, watching the strongest woman I know and the bravest kids I've ever seen keep fighting battles most people will never understand. And God, I am so proud of them, so grateful for them, and I pray with everything in me that this year we finally get that magic, that breath, that little peace we've been waiting for. Thank you for considering our family. Happy holidays. Sincerely, a hopeful father.
I believe the car just pulled up.
Yeah, we have the car, you guys. I'm on the wireless mic outside. Their van just pulled into the driveway, and I am sure that every single one of the kids in the van are probably like, what is going on? Why are all these people outside of my house? Especially, why are there so many sheriffs out here? What's going on? Our family is getting ready to walk up into their own home. We're going to surprise them. They see a lot of friends and family, teachers that they know and they love. They're running up and giving a hug. So sweet. All the little boys, there are five kids in this family, and they're now working on getting baby Madison out of the car. According to Grandma Melinda, It is a well-oiled machine. They've got it down pat, this family of five, as we welcome them home. I don't think that they have any idea what is waiting for them inside. I want to go down and meet them at the car, but I think there's so many people that it might scare them just a little bit. And I know we're broadcasting live inside, but outside is, I know that Travis Kelce likes to use this term, it is electric. I mean, you go outside and it is a very, very different feel than it is in here. It's this community is loving and supporting the family as they're, a couple of the little kids are making faces at themselves and at their friends and their family while they're waiting to get Madison out of the car. And mom and dad, they've got everybody out of the car and they're getting ready to head up the walkway. So I'm going to come on out and welcome them. Hi, guys. Merry Christmas. We're Jared and Katie in the morning. How are you? He's like, let me in my own house. Are you ready to come inside and see your surprise? Come on in. Merry Christmas. Oh, my goodness. Hi. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom. Hi, Madison. Hello. Merry Christmas. Oh, Madison wants the mic. You want to say something, Madison? Did you say hello? Madison had the mic up to her ear. She was like, I want to hear it. Come on in, you guys. Merry Christmas. Can you believe that all of these presents are for you?
No.
No? What did you think when you first walked in here?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, what did you think when you first walked in here?
I don't know.
Okay, what did you think when you first walked in here?
I think yes.
I think yes. Okay, guess what? You guys can open them up. Go ahead. Find your name. You can find your name and open up all the presents. Okay. Well, let me see. You want me to see if I can help you find your name on here? Oh, there's Sawyer. Okay. And this one, you know, let's see. Where's Mason? Where's Mason? Are we? Okay. Are you? What's your name? What's your name, buddy?
Hudson.
Hudson. Okay, Hudson. We're going to find a present for you, Hudson. Let's see. Come on. Let's see. I'm sure we can. Oh, here's a present for you, Hudson. Can I open it with you? God bless you. Okay. Yeah, come sit. Can I open it with you? Okay. Tell me what you think's in there. What'd you get, bud?
A remote control shark.
A remote control shark. What'd you get?
I don't know, but...
I don't know yet. Let's see.
A remote control shark.
A remote control shark. That's the best. Are you so excited about it?
Yeah, but I can't open it.
That's okay. Guess what? I think you have lots of presents in there. You should just keep looking. Okay, you want me to help you find them? All right. And mom and dad are getting Madison all situated. She's got plenty of presents. Let me see. Does this one have your name on it? Hudson. That's Hudson. Hudson dropped the presents. It was like, this one's for me. This one's for me. All right, Landon, are you looking for one for you? Where? Oh, that's Landon over there. Okay, Mason. Mason, we're going to find one for you. Let's see. Oh, let me see. This one's for Sawyer. Keep looking. Keep looking.
Hey, Katie.
Okay. Mason is opening up one of his presents. Mason, what do you think's in there, bud?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
They're all opening presents.
We got a new blanket. We got a blanket.
There is a ton of presents over there.
Over 100. Okay. Katie, you're doing a great job. There's a special surprise that just showed up in the driveway.
If you look out the window,
we have
they might not know yet. But
yeah, they definitely don't know. It's a little chaotic in there because I forgot that they can't read, so they don't know which presents are for them.
Oh, yeah, so young. Oh, yeah, so young.
None of them can read. I didn't even think about it. I was like, oh, yeah, you don't know how to recognize your own name.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Should we tell them now?
You could tell the surprise without them knowing because they're over there. They can't hear. Or if you want to tell them now, it's
okay. You think I should go ahead and go tell them?
Yeah, I mean, it's pulling up in the driveway now.
Okay, this is a big surprise.
All right, you guys. Can I stop you for just 1 second? Can I tell you? Can I stop you for just 1 second? Guess what? There is a very, very, very big surprise that's pulling up right now in your driveway. Do you want to go look and see what it is? You can go right there to the couch. What is it?
They might not know.
Do you have any idea what that is?
That's a big surprise.
a playground.
It's a playground.
How do you get that thing down?
It's a Christmas miracle. Are you so excited to play on it?
Yeah, but we have to open up presents.
We have to open up more presents, he says.
Yeah.
I love how he said, I love it.
I love it. Yes. So, yes, Backyard Paradise bringing the ultimate swing set that they're getting ready to deliver and set up for all the kids. Yes. They want me.
This has my name on it.
Let's see if this one has your name on it. That one's for Madison. There you go. You just got a pillow. It's very exciting, right, for your new bed. Yeah.
It's an incredible scene here.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break because we're going to bring the swing set. Well, not inside. We're going to bring the swing set. They're going to take a look at it, and they're going to continue to open up presents. And I do think that maybe a little bit of help with trying to organize them by name because they can't read would be very helpful.
We can help you.
Okay, perfect.
I thought you were going to say we were going to have to help lift the playground, which is an incredible playground. It's nice, and it looks extremely, extremely heavy. This is not like a normal playground.
Oh, it's heavy duty.
Wow.
Yeah, Backyard Paradise came through at the last second. Josie set all that up. It's a really tremendous thing to deliver it here and to set it up and to donate it. This family's tremendous. We have five kids, all under the age of 11, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And one is under hospice care. She's two.
Correct.
And then one has, some
congenital heart disease.
Heart issues, mm-hmm. And may at some point need a heart transplant as they get older. So there's a lot of excitement for this beautiful family here. And so, yes, we're going to open more presents, more surprises. Jared and Katie's Breaking and Entering Christmas continues coming up next.